This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The mayor of Detroit will learn today whether he'll face perjury or other related charges. A county prosecutor began investigating Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick after the publication of racy text messages allegedly written between him and his former chief of staff. The messages indicate the two may have lied on the witness stand about an affair. Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ofshinsky reports.
The controversy that some have dubbed Textgate has dominated water cooler conversation in Michigan for months. It's clear that Detroit's political establishment is going through something of a constitutional crisis.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Council President Pro Tem Monica.
Last week, the Detroit City Council took the unprecedented step of passing a resolution calling on Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick to resign. Though it's non-binding and largely symbolic, Councilwoman Sheila Cockrell says the resolution sends a message.
It is a vote of no confidence in the capacity of the mayor to lead the city at this time, and it is a tragedy, an enormous talent that has been squandered.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy may send a message of her own today when she announces whether she'll file charges against the mayor. Her office has been looking into allegations that Kilpatrick and his former chief of staff, Christine Beatty, committed perjury when they denied having a romantic relationship under oath during a whistleblower's trial last summer. Recently uncovered text messages, allegedly written between the two, strongly hint at a sexual relationship. Whether or not the Wayne County prosecutor charges the mayor, Kilpatrick's political future remains uncertain. City Council is conducting its own probe into the circumstances surrounding the settlement of that whistleblower's lawsuit. Council President Ken Cockrell Jr. says Detroit can no longer afford what the mayor himself calls the Kwame Kilpatrick roller coaster.
The one thing that I've never lost sight of is if you're going to call it that, the mayor needs to be clear that that's something that we're all going through. It's not just something that he and his family are going through.
Kilpatrick has retained a top-notch defense team, including Dan Webb, who represented former Illinois Governor George Ryan in his public corruption trial. He's also hired public relations expert Judy Smith, whose past clients include Monica Lewinsky. Although Mayor Kilpatrick is preparing for the worst, he maintains he'll be cleared.
There will be a time when all the truth will come out, and I think at the end of that, everybody will be vindicating Kwame Kilpatrick both legally and politically and everything else.
Since the text messages were published, the mayor has dug in for a long legal fight, but many here say, at best, that's a distraction that this struggling city can ill afford. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ofshinsky in Detroit.